Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Now, as promised, we're going to bring on Daniel Turner in just a moment. You know what? I got to get my talk in first. But before we get started with the Green New Deal and all of its absurdities, I wanted to mention briefly, and I haven't heard anything extra yet this morning, but the Democrats have reached an agreement in principle. In principle. We don't know what that means, but it's an agreement reportedly that includes only $1.375 billion for a physical barrier. These barriers will be like a bollard, basically concrete barriers that protect office buildings and shopping malls across the U.S. There would also be a nearly a 17% drop in the beds or the facilities that ICE can contain people. So, I don't think the president's going to go for this, but we shall see. Lindsey Graham is pushing for the president to do a national emergency, and we will just have to wait and see. I'm kind of curious why he's so anxious for him to do that. My vote's still out yet on Lindsey Graham. He's up and down too much. I haven't decided which way he really is. I'm thinking if he must be up for re-election or something. Anyway, the Democratic Green New Deal. Now listen to these words. Smart growth, wildlands project, resilient cities, regional visioning projects, star sustainable communities, green jobs, green building codes, green, going green, alternative energy, local visioning, facilitators, regional planning, historic preservation, conservation easements, development rights, sustainable farming, comprehensive planning, growth management, consensus. Now, my listeners have heard this language before, and it's all included in Agenda 21. But now this intrusion and destruction of the American way of life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness, property and prosperity is titled the Green New Deal. We laugh at the absurdities of all of it, all that it calls for. But we need to keep a watchful eye as well as a vigilant attitude as this continues to unfold. Our freshman Democrat in the House, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she might seem like she's immature and uninformed and lacking common sense, which I will not dispute. But she isn't the brains behind the Green New Deal. She's just the obnoxious voice. There's someone, some organization, who is pushing this deal, which holds many similarities to that old document, Agenda 21. So when we're talking about the Green New Deal, you need to pay attention to what they are proposing. They will not accomplish the craziest of the ideas, not right off the bat. But if you're not careful, if we're not careful, they will manage to pull off some of the land grabbing, job killing, life changing regulations and mandates. The Green New Deal is about, this is Beth's terminology, global socialism. As my old boss used to say, they want everyone to be equal. They're calling for the redistribution of wealth. And in their bizarre figuring of that, the way they think, they can't bring the third world countries up to our level, so they have to break the United States down to the third world level. The Green New Deal is about Big Daddy government taking over your life and our once free and independent way of governance. The Constitution of the USA will be considered defunct, null, and void. Hey, even Ruth Ginsburg already said it was an old and out-of-date document. So today, to help us understand this Green New Deal, we have Daniel Turner, the founder of Power of the Future and a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, and he's pretty excited about being here today. I tried not to take up too much of your time, Daniel. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me on, as always.
You're welcome. Well, you got pretty excited on Saturday. I was telling my listeners yesterday, I said, now, Daniel doesn't normally text me on a Saturday, but he sent me a text saying, Happy Saturday, and he was pretty excited and all excited to be here today. Thought he was going to have a lot of fun, and we planned to do that. So let's just get started. I'm going to turn it over to you, Daniel.
Yeah, and I'm hoping your callers, you know, join us in this conversation.
Absolutely.
And ask questions, because it's a really important piece of legislation. I mean, it's been a while, really, since Obamacare, and that was 10 years ago at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since we have had a piece of legislation consume so much of our national interest, just one piece of legislation. And even though we've talked about the border, and we've talked about immigration, and we've talked about Syria, et cetera, the Green New Deal, in terms of its scope and its breadth, is one of the largest pieces of legislation probably in American history, and I'm just thrilled to be here to talk about it. So much to talk about in terms of the legislation itself, but if I could start, let's go back and just understand, and I agree 100% with what you said. This is about socialism, right? This is about government takeover of industry. This is about forced equality. But if I could start, I think it's important that we understand what drives the cost of all of our products. And this is why the Green New Deal is so threatening.
Let's do it.
Yeah, right. So everything we buy, everything that is produced, is driven by multiple factors. There's the raw, and your audience knows this because they're business folks, right? They're working their job. They understand this. But there are the raw material costs. There are the labor costs. And then there are the variable costs that you can't control. And if you're producing anything, your whole job is to try to keep those costs low. And that's why everyone was moving businesses to China, right? What are these healthcare costs that are coming from the government and OSHA costs and regulation costs? And you say, boy, oh, boy, can't afford to run business anymore, even though I'm maintaining the other things. My kids are working in the factory, right? My labor costs are nothing. Which is why family businesses are successful generally, because your labor costs are nothing. You're paying your kids, but your kids are part of the business, right? So labor costs are taken off the table. But the one cost that normally you can foresee and you can control are the cost of your raw materials, and that includes the materials themselves, the transportation of them. If you have an ice cream parlor, you got to get your dairy products shipped to you, right? And you have to pay for that. And the dairy producers, they have to sell it at a price that they can afford as well. And all of that is driven by energy, 100%. It's in terms of the shipping. It's the products themselves. I mean, these are all things your audience knows very, very well. But it's just the undergirding of our entire economic system. And so when someone like Ms. Ocasio-Cortez comes around and says, we're just going to get rid of fossil fuels, it shows how really little she understands about the economy, right? Because fossil fuels are not just in terms of the gas in the car, but so much more. And that leads us into our conversation about what are petrochemicals. So how am I doing so far?
You're doing great. We got down to about 30 seconds before we head into that break, but go ahead.
Well, you know, we can talk about petrochemicals when we're back, but in terms of the amount of products, just everyone on the phone right now or on the radio looking around, look at all the products that you're surrounded by, and I guarantee you I can point to any one of them and show you why they are dependent upon petrochemicals. And maybe we'll keep talking about that when you're back. I'll give you final word because it's your show and you're the best.
Well, and you know what? I'm going to give the phone number to get them all started here. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. What I have sitting in front of me is a coffee cup with coffee in it. I have a Kleenex box. I have a digital clock. I have a computer. I have a telephone. I have a little sign. I have pens. I have paper. That's what I have in front of me. I see somebody over here is drinking a Mountain Dew. And I've got a microphone. That's what's sitting in front of me, and a nice little wooden table and a chair that I'm sitting on with this. I think it's leather. It could be that fake leather. Anyway, that's what I have sitting in front of me. So how much of that? My little earphones and all that. has to do with petrol. 877-895-5410. Oh, and a camera, a cell phone that's taking a picture, so we're live on Facebook. 877-895-5410. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Beth Ann and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I fail to say that I also have a mouse and a mouse pad and a legal pad in front of me. And I was trying to tell you everything I had on this table in front of me in my studio. So, what a lamp. A lamp with a light bulb.
It gets bigger and bigger, doesn't it?
It does.
Products. Yeah. And so the reason why I mention that is because that is one component, pretty big component, but one component that the Green New Deal just totally omits, right? She talks about, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez talks about petrochemicals, talks about fossil fuels with this understanding that it's just oil in the car, right, or gasoline in the car. And if we move to electric vehicles, or your furnace, right? If we move to solar panels to heat your home, if we move to electric vehicles for your car, we don't need fossil fuels. And it's the immaturity of, and I don't mean immaturity in a cruel way, I just mean in an ignorant way, because children need to learn things. It is the immaturity of someone to not understand that petrochemicals are a whole lot more than that, right? It is millions of products. And here's a fun example for folks of a certain age. Like, I remember playing with my parents' toys that they kept, that they cherished. And toys were so special to them because they were really expensive. And you look at sometimes kids now, and my mom will say, boy, oh, boy, it seems that kid's kind of spoiled. maybe they are getting too many toys, but one of the reasons why is because toys are relatively cheap. And the reason why they're cheap is because of petrochemicals. So that one truck that you got at 8 years old in 1955 isn't maybe you cherish it more, and that's the nostalgia, and that's what we've lost. But you don't need just that one truck, because you can buy dozens of little tiny trucks that are plastic, and maybe they're cheaper, but they're so inexpensive, and that's why it's easier to become a consumer society, because the cost of goods are down. Heck, maybe Ms. Ocasio-Cortez is bringing us back to the value of the 50s by driving up prices. I could be wrong.
You know, when we talk about immaturity, I think those who are worshiping the earth, basically, you know, they're putting everything else before mankind. Mm-hmm. And but they have blinders on, and they only see one thing, and that's what's ahead of them. And all they can concentrate is on the fossil fuel, because they don't see anything around it or beside it. Maybe that's on purpose. Maybe that's by choice, because they think the rest of us are going to put those blinders on and follow them blindly. But you and I know better. And most Americans know better, especially if they have their own businesses. These farmers out there, what's it going to do if they take away all the vehicles? You know, they're talking about doing that, you know, do away with that. And they're just going to have these rails, you know, from coast to coast and every which way. What are the farmers going to do out in the field with their tractors and their combines? How's that going to work? So how's that sustainable farming going to farm? Well, they're wanting to turn everything over to the big corporations, and there'll be no more, you know, free and independent farmers. That's what they're basically heading to, which is what Agenda 21. I don't know if you're familiar with Agenda 21. I have a little booklet that I could send you that kind of give you a little clue on what they're kind of doing. But it was the same thing. It was all based on environment and equaling out the land, as well as redistributing the wealth. Nobody should own any land, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes, you know, that is socialism in and of itself. But with this Green New Deal, you know, they always put these things in front of us, Daniel, with a different terminology, a different name, a different person or thing that they want to save, not person, but the climate. They've got to save the climate. The world is going to end in 12 years, and we know that to be true because Alexandria told us that. And yet, in this proposal or resolution that she has, she mentions we got to have this done by 2050. Well, I pushed my pencil a little bit, and by 2031, we're dead. So, you know, I don't know what 2050's got to do with anything.
And it's so important that your listeners who are in rural America, especially if they have an elected official in Congress who's bordering on supporting this or et cetera, this is where they need to reach out, because I have invited, Power of the Future has invited Ms. Ocasio-Cortez to rural America, and I've invited her to multiple states saying, come with us and see these folks because you want to change their lives, right? And I'm thinking right now of the time I spend in Alaska, which is considerable there for work reasons. What does it mean when she says that we will not need vehicles because we will create a network of such quality public transportation that you don't need a car? Well, that doesn't help me when my closest neighbor is 15 miles away, which for tens of thousands of people in Alaska, and not just Alaska, everywhere, that's a reality. I have friends who have 40,000-acre corn farms in the middle of America. Their neighbors are miles away. Mm-hmm. So what do I do with this wonderful electric transportation grid that you're creating in New York
or San Francisco?
What does that do for me? So you're taking away my car? How do I get to the store, right? And this is and I've mentioned this before on the show, we are so far removed. Let me rephrase that. The legislators, the people in Congress, are so far removed from the men and women who grow our food, produce our energy, manufacture, fight our wars, et cetera, that she, as a person from New York City, which is very dense, has no idea about the realities of someone in Kansas or Missouri or Iowa or Alaska. She's never been there. She hasn't spent considerable time there. She hasn't had to live in your shoes.
She hasn't seen the wheat fields or the corn fields or the soybean or the milo.
Exactly.
Or
but
the cattle.
Make
she hasn't seen any of
it.
Those flatulent cows. She hasn't seen them.
and has no idea what it means to live there and to work there and to provide. And that's the arrogance of the Green New Deal that I find, just from my religious perspective, the most disconcerting, because she looks upon those people with the cows with a sense of disdain, like they are doing something bad, without realizing that, boy, oh, boy, there's a rancher right now who's working his tail off, and he's feeding the world, right? He's running a business. Of course he's providing for his family, but he's feeding us because he does this, and thank God he's doing that, because that means I don't have to raise a cow in my backyard because I don't know how to raise a cow.
Yeah, and they eat a lot anyway. We're going to go to the phones real quick. We have Neil from Illinois that wants to talk a little bit about the Green New Deal. Neil, how are you today?
Real good, Beth Ann, and hello to Dan Turner.
Hello, sir.
I wanted to speak about what is part of the new green agenda. And that's they are taking the country and trying to put everything into regions.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the United Nations has already done that. But now this new proposal called Land Bank is can take people's property. They are the Supreme Soviet over all city, state jurisdictions, which was approved by the Illinois State Constitution of 1970. And I just am appalled that this can go on in America, you know.
Yes, and we know a lot. We've known for a while that that's what they've been trying to do. And, Daniel, I don't know if you've been following some of that. But it is about land grabbing. It's about government owning all the land, which is what the New Green Deal, or the Green New Deal, I keep saying it backwards,
sure,
is about too, turning everything over to government.
And the proponents of the Green New Deal and socialists, as a general rule, do not like private property.
Right.
It just, it's not allowed in their system, because if you have, that means someone else does not. And so therefore, if government has, then that's true equality. And so it is about taking land, it is about taking means of production, and it will all be controlled by government. And look how well that's working out in other areas that government controls, right? Look at education, right? Look at infrastructure. We keep talking about infrastructure as a colossal failure of America, and it is, but who runs the infrastructure program? Why, if you're going to tell me if we couldn't build our own roads, we wouldn't do a better job?
Well, I know better, because I know what they do out here in the country. And of course, we sometimes make fun of the county guys because they don't get it done fast enough to suit us. But you know, a lot of times these farmers will get that tractor out and they'll take care of that road and they'll do it right now.
Exactly.
And we're going into a break. Neil, thank you. Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Thank you.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez mentioned so many things in this resolution that is very familiar to my listeners in rural America. And, you know, one of those is the fires. They're blaming the fires on climate change and blah, blah, blah. But we know it's from lack of management. And who manages them? The government. And when we come back, I wanted to ask you, Daniel, about the New Deal that Franklin D. Roosevelt put in place, the New Deal, back in the day. And I have an article here that you probably know the gentleman. I wanted to discuss it with you just a tiny little bit when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Beth Ann and Daniel, welcome your phone calls. Let's talk about the Green New Deal. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come.
Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Well, I'm going to have to wait, Daniel, because my listeners have trumped me. Little pun there. But anyway, they are going to take precedence over me telling you something, so, or asking you, and we'll get to that later. We're going to go to Kevin in Illinois. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to call in and, let you know that, you know, a good amount of this country is awake. The Green New Deal's not going to fly. And I really appreciate your radio show. I've been listening for over a year now, and it's been strictly my morning regimen every day.
Well, I'm glad you're taking coffee with me. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. I just have a question, though. As someone who is politically active, as a younger person, what do you recommend the best course of action for me to combating Congress and the Green New Deal?
What do you think, Daniel?
I would think, I love the thanks for the call, and thanks for supporting Beth Ann, because she's my favorite too. I would say, who is your local member of Congress and who is your senator? and contact their office and ask where they stand and get them on record, because it's one of these issues that people are going to hem and haw and say, well, I support the idea of the New Deal, but not necessarily. No, 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 no time for half measures. Do you support what the direction this is going or not? And there are a lot of Democrats who represent rural America, a good number of them, and they're going to have to say, what about the men and women who work in their districts whose jobs will be lost because of this? So I would say, who's your representative in Congress, and call that person up and get them on the record, and if they support it, then go to your local political affiliated office and say, how do we get this person out? Because that will destroy our town and our community.
Are you there?
Absolutely.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, that's what I would say. Stay informed and keep them informed. And don't be afraid to make those phone calls and be the storm like I talk about every day. You don't have to be hateful. Just make those phone calls. And something we're going to try to do, and I mentioned it yesterday, Daniel, we're going to try and we're going to find out who's really supporting these elected officials, where they're getting their money, and why they were pushed for the new Green Deal or the Green New Deal.
It's a great, great idea.
So we need to know where they're... You know, where their alliance truly lies. So.
Yeah, and I love that your caller said that America's waking up to it, and that's why I texted you with such enthusiasm on Saturday, because America did wake up to it. They laughed at this. They ridiculed it mercilessly. They couldn't believe the horrors that were on paper. And then Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, already a good D.C. politician, what did she do? She lied. And she said, no, 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 that wasn't my deal. That was, you Republicans are making that up to make fun of me, and I will not be intimidated. No, she just lied, because she did the greatest sin in a politician could do. She told the truth. She showed all of her cards.
She accidentally does that a lot.
Yeah. And so that's why they have to hide now and say, no, 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 it's not about this. It's really about that over there, right? These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, thank you. Stay active, Kevin.
Thank you so much.
We're going to go to Neil in Missouri real quick. Neil, how are you today? Sorry, thank you for holding so long. I heard you've been holding a while.
That's no problem. I hear you better on the radio. I'm not picking up shortwave very well this morning.
Okay.
So I hear better on the phone.
Okay.
Excuse me. But this Green New Deal, the way they're implementing it in the state of what the state of Missouri is doing, has been doing for at least 25 years that I know of. They came into our county and put on this big spiel at the county high school and said, look, we want to come in and create a big park here in the county, you know, along Big Sugar Creek, and we're asking property owners, when you sell, to consider us, and we'll pay more than other people will pay a little extra, get your property along the creek, and we're going to develop this park with the campgrounds and the canoe camps and the hookups for your motorhomes and bring tourists in here and increase the tax base in the county, because a lot of people are concerned with the state taking up land. That land can't be taxed. The county can no longer use that to real estate tax for schools, right? So they bought up thousands of acres here, and they're still buying up acreage.
Yes, they are.
But the only improvement they've made in 25 years is a fancy outhouse down the road here. And that is basically their only improvement.
Well, they've been rewilding America, and that's what part of that is. You know, they took up all that river bottom land back in 1993 after the Great Flood here in the state of Missouri. And that's a whole show all of its own as to what went on then and now. And it's all about turning the land over. You're exactly right.
And they're after the water. That's the main thing they want to buy. They weren't interested. People offered to sell them land upon the hilltops and stuff. They weren't interested in that.
That kind of goes back to those old cowboy movies where they want to stop the water flow, you know, to kill the guy down below, to put him out of business. And it is about the water. It's also about the land. And it's also about government owning it and us not owning it. And it's all a part of this. And they all keep coming up with different names, different things that they're going to call it, or different crises they're going to solve by taking your land.
The other thing you're doing in this rewilding you're talking about is there. I didn't even know this until last year. 15 years ago, they reintroduced, because they've got the bottom land, the creek land, they reintroduced river otters.
Yes.
And now all of our pools are there's no fish left. So the river otters come in and just clean them out.
And those otters are so much fun to watch.
Because the fur's not worth anything anymore.
Right.
Very few people will trap them anymore, but it's got so bad, and there's been so many people complaining, they're now got an extended honey season on those things.
It's
an unlimited amount you can take during the honey season, because they've just got to be such a nuisance that
and they're wiping out the fish trade.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting over into
they're
the
parks
where they've got the trout fish hatcheries and stuff and just decimating the trout.
Right, right.
You know, as well as the other fish. So,
exactly. Well, I'm going to have to let you go because I got another caller holding, Neil, and appreciate the call. And it is, it's all encompassing, all of these things. We've got to just really keep a vigilant eye on it all. Thank you. We're going to go to Mark in Massachusetts. Mark?
How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to make this brief because I know you got other callers. As far as Ocasio Cortez goes, she's been very well schooled behind the scenes in what they call the art of rhetoric. In other words, she'll hit on all the talking points, but if you ever notice, if somebody dares to question her on the fine points of any of these proposals she makes,
she's lost.
She goes right off the rails.
Yeah, she gets lost.
She doesn't have a clue what she's talking about. And as far as I'm concerned, she's a fraud. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. I'm going to let you take over from that, Daniel.
I agree with the joke. You know, she has been schooled very well. And, you know, I will always give her credit for her win. She was a nobody,
absolutely,
a bartender. You
her
know,
energy.
And she did, yeah, and energy and enthusiasm, and she got people to vote for her. But she got 15,800 votes in a primary. Those 15,800 votes do not give her the intelligence or the authority to dictate policy for the rest of us. She is a member of Congress. She is not a duke or a duchess or a king. And I think we need to have a constitutional reckoning of what members of Congress do and what their authority extends to. And I just find it fascinating that with 15,800 votes 4 or 5 months ago, she now thinks she understands the energy industry and will rewrite our energy policy going forward. When, again, the whole petrochemicals argument that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, she hasn't even considered at all.
They have schooled her on verse, but when it comes to questioning her on things, she doesn't know. Unfortunately, she wasn't schooled on the Constitution and what her responsibility is as a House of Representatives. And I just had to cackle out loud the other day. I was reading where she really expected to get an inauguration.
Yeah.
Well, you're not quite there yet, lady.
No.
But, you know, I guess she could have thrown her own little party if she'd wanted to. That'd be all right.
She sadly is what happens when a generation, everyone is given a participation trophy.
You're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. And she's also like some of these child prodigies, you know, in Hollywood. All of a sudden, they make it. Then they don't know what to do with it, and I think that's kind of where she is. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome. The topic is the Green New Deal, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Daniel and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is powerthefuture.com nowadays. I think .us will still get you there, but it's powerthefuture.com. And Daniel Turner is the founder of Power of the Future, and he is a sponsor of today's show, and we appreciate it so much. We do have a caller. I guess I'm still going to have to hold my little question. We're going to go to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Oh, just fine. Thank you, and thank you, Daniel, for all your efforts. And thanks for sending me the copy of this baloney sheet.
You're welcome.
The copy of this travesty. I'm well studied on all the era of Stalin and his activities in Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read this document, it's talking about the frontline populations. It is talking about all the classes of people, the frontline population, and so forth. And it reads just like the Soviets. They call themselves the new people. They call them the pioneers. And I can guarantee one thing: when this thing fails, just like Soviet progress, they always blame it on the people it's supposed to be benefiting. And then they go in and they kill the people or remove their lower echelon people and replace them constantly. In Ukraine, when they starved them out, they took all their production, and when they didn't get enough production, they took their seed corn. And next year, there would be no food to plant and so forth, and it just led to millions and millions and millions of
deaths.
Well,
we see that going on in Venezuela today.
Oh, yeah.
It's taking everything
fine.
From them.
And it's a minor way, but the way they work it in the big plan, like a Hitler and his form, and Stalin and his form, they always blame it when the people are supposed to be benefiting. And that's how they always escape from the reality and the truth that it's their failure.
Mm-hmm.
The money that's behind this program is so big. It's Gore and all these people. They want to tax us. And you read that document, it shows people, it shows where they're going to collect people up, and then you're not allowed to really go out on the land. This thing is so obvious.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I think that's probably the failure of it, is because it is obvious. I'm going to let Daniel address that.
Yes. No, I 100% know what you're saying, and it is obvious, and I agree with you, Beth, and that's why it is failing, because they didn't hide enough of what their true intentions are.
I was going to ask you, do you think they've just grown so bold that they think we all believe this?
This is where I think having a 29-year-old former bartender as a freshman congressperson with this much authority is a risk, right? Because normally the folks who went to Congress seem to offer either a unique perspective from their district or they cared about. If you go back and just look a couple months ago, when she was running for office, she was talking about how expensive living was in Queens, how expensive rent was, the fact that the subways were failing, that hospitals were crowded. She ran on issues about the people in that district. So it's funny how when these folks get to D.C., they suddenly develop this preternatural intelligence where they have a globalist vision rather than what they're elected for.
All right. Kevin, thank you.
Absolutely.
Was that...
God bless you.
All right, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it so much.
And there's evidence, like you said, Beth Ann, of what our caller was just saying. There's evidence of that in America, right? I mean, I started Power of the Future really coming out of Appalachia and coal communities.
Yeah.
And that's you just need to look at those places in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, parts of Wyoming, northwest New Mexico, right, where they were thriving, happy towns until the previous administration and their EPA started the war on coal, and they
and
raised,
you know,
the price.
That was one thing that killed Hillary, was because she said, you know, I'm going to put you out of business. I mean, she's looking
right.
him straight in the eye. I'm going to put you out of business. Well,
yeah.
You expect him to vote for you? So.
Yeah, there is an interview with President Obama when he was a candidate, and I'll try to find it, and maybe I'll ask you to put it on your site.
Absolutely.
Where he says, oh, I'm not going to bankrupt the coal community. I'm not going to go after them, but I'm going to make it so expensive that if you try to open a coal mine, you're going to go out of business. And that's what he did. So
yeah.
The people on the left, the Ms. Ocasio-Cortezes, will tell you, well, no, the reason why coal went bankrupt is because natural gas became cheaper. Well, of course natural gas became cheaper because all of the regulation was put on coal.
Right.
They priced it out of the market. And what was the consequence? Go to Appalachia. Look at their suicide rate. Look at their opioid overdoses. Right?
They live in such horrible conditions. It's just
exactly.
unreal what they live. We have one more caller, and we're just about out of time. We have Lauren. We haven't heard from you in a long time. Lauren from Ohio.
Hey sweetie, I listen every day. I tell you what, though, I had to comment. I am in Appalachian, Ohio, and I'm here to tell you the problem is us for doing what they say. You know, when
right.
you mentioned the thing about the Russians and what happened with the corn, the other part that nobody mentioned was that they ordered the farmers to soak their corn seed stock in water all winter. That's what they ordered, and the people did it. So when you got Alexandria Ocasio Cortez telling us, you know, what we need to do, you know, you got to remember the purpose of government. It's in the Declaration of Independence.
You got it.
The purpose of government to provide life, protect life, liberty, and property was what it really said.
It was property, yes, it was.
Yeah,
the bottom
line is God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. We need to start holding these people to account. And, Daniel, I think you might find it useful to check out Deborah Tavares. And, Beth Ann, if you could have her on as a guest, oh, my gosh, stopthecrime.net. She has a solutions section. I think you guys would work well together in solutions. And the other one is Catherine Austin Fitz, who used to be the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and she was the one who handled all the money for retirement. And notice when they were taking all of our retirement money out of this country to wreck our economy. She's good at tracking the money. She's doing it with for Trump right now. She's the one that's on the $21 trillion missing. So get in, you know, send her an email. She said she would work with people. You are, you know, really getting something done here.
I am people.
Beth Ann, you too, please.
We will.
We are going to be the ones that have to make the changes. There's no 500 congressmen and a president and a
they're not going to do it. They are the deep state.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
We've got to hold these people to account.
Okay.
We've got to uphold and defend the Constitution and unite around that instead of fighting Democrat, Republican, black, white, rich, poor. They are doing it to us, and we're allowing it. We need
You're right. I'm going to have to let you go,
God
though,
bless
Lord.
You, honey.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Daniel, we're just about out of time. I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds here.
I loved your last call. It's enthusiasm. I want to go back to what Kevin said for people. How do they get involved? It's you know, go right now and find your congressperson, find your senator, and ask them what they think about this. And stay active in the process. Look, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez got involved. She got elected.
She did.
People in her district were active. We can take a page out of her book and do the same and get the right people elected. And if that person's not running, then you run. If you run a business, if you have a family shop, you have all of the prerequisite intelligence and experience to run for office and put yourself out there, because we have to push back on these land grabs, on this pushed socialism of the Green New Deal. Got to push back.
And when we're on Friday, I'm going to ask my question. So study up on Franklin D. Roosevelt. Actually, I'm going to send you the article. I think you probably know the gentleman. And he writes for the Heartland Institute. So I'm going to send that to you. Thank you so much, Daniel, for all you do. This has been a fantastic show. Great information. Great calls. Thank you so much. It takes all of us to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSE Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.